Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Together with Steve Schallenberger, Mr. Rob Schallenberger is the co-founder and CEO of Becoming Your Best Global Leadership and are devoted to helping individuals and organizations achieve their maximum potential. Rob has trained and coached hundreds of companies around the world, including many Fortune 500 organizations in leadership planning and time management. Previously, he served as an F-16 fighter pilot in the Air Force for 11 years. Their new book is Do What Matters Most, Lead with a Vision, Manage with a Plan, Prioritize Your Time. And Mr. Schallenberger, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, first of all, thank you, Eric, and thank you to all those who have tuned in and are listening to this. It says a lot about you and how you view investing in yourself. So thank you to you for tuning in, and thank you, Eric, for doing this.
Hey, you're more than welcome. My pleasure and honor to have you with us. So tell us, for starters, how did Do What Matters Most come about?
Yeah, so great question. You know, my father and I started this company together about 9 years ago and really founded on research around what sets apart great leaders and high performers from everyone else. We found that there are 12 principles that you see over and over in highly successful leaders. And based on that, you know, as you mentioned, I've had the chance to travel the world and train hundreds of organizations and coach entrepreneurs and leaders all over. Well, as we were doing that, it became really clear looking internally in organizations, you know, some large, some startups, but across the board, one of the biggest things that was an issue for people out there was time management. In other words, you know, there's this new adage of being asked to do more with less, and there's a fighter pilot term called task saturation. And, you know, in the fighter pilot world, when there's so much going on in the cockpit and the pilot gets task saturated, and as that increases, performance decreases. In other words, as the pilot gets task saturated, things start to slip out of their cross-check. And sometimes those are like their primary instruments, and there's unfortunately friends of mine who have died because they were task saturated and lost track of what mattered most in the cockpit. And we saw the same thing in organizations around the world, is that, you know, there's a lot of demand on people's times right now. I think we can all relate to this. And there's this prevalent feeling of task saturation in so many people's lives. And so we did some research on this and went into a lot more detail. We interviewed more than 1,260 different managers across 108 different companies around the world. And we found something that was really surprising, Eric, and that was that 68% of people felt like time management or prioritizing their time was their number one challenge. And that's amongst a lot of things, right? And yet 80% of these same people did not have a process to prioritize their time and do what matters most outside of sticky notes and to-do lists. And I'm talking about working with organizations like Entrepreneurs Organization, EO, YPO, you know, a lot of different people that would be tuned into what we're listening to and talking about today. So these are people that are successful, they're running businesses, yet how do you balance your time and do what matters most when there's so many competing priorities on your plate? You know, you're trying to run a business. You're trying to balance your family life for those who have families. You're trying to take care of yourself, you know, mentally and physically and emotionally. How do you juggle all that and stay on top of it? Well, this is what then led to Do What Matters Most, and we found that there are three habits that less than 1% of people do. And I'm talking about the same networks, EO, YPO, across the board. And these three habits, what we call the big three, are powerful habits that will transform anyone's life. And so our promise in Do What Matters Most is that a person who applies those three habits will increase their productivity by 30 to 50%.
Anytime you talk about prioritizing time, that's always an attention-getting topic here on this program. And thanks so much for the lead in here. Now, you talk about three habits that less than 1% of people do that you call life-changing. What are these three habits, if you don't mind sharing those?
Yeah, I'd love to. And we really tried to zero this book in on those three habits and not go into all of these other things. And it's number one is to develop a written personal vision. And, you know, you may hear this and say, you know, I've heard people talk all the time about, oh, find your purpose, find your passion, find your why. Well, for as much as it's talked about, it's rarely being done. And only 2% of people have a written personal vision. I've never trained an organization where 5% of the employees or more had a written personal vision. And so for most people, it's not a lack of intent. It's just not having had the time to do it or learning how to do it. And so that's habit number one, is to develop a written personal vision. Number two is to identify your roles and goals. In other words, we invite people to do this in a very unique way. Again, goals are something everyone's heard of, but for as much as they've heard about it, again, they're rarely being done. Only 10% of people have written personal and professional goals. So, you know, another big opportunity there for us to get focused on what matters most. So we invite people to look at their 5 to 7 roles that matter most to them in their life and then come up with 1 to 4 specific measurable goals that will move them towards achieving their vision in that role. So that's number two. And number three is the most important habit of all three of those, and that is what we call pre-week planning. And pre-week planning is a powerful way to, you know, throw away the the proverbial, like, you know, to-do list and sticky notes that I mentioned. And instead, you sit down on the weekend and take 20 to 45 minutes, and we've developed 4 simple steps for pre-week planning that will empower someone to schedule their priorities rather than prioritize their schedule. And we don't delegate pre-week planning to an assistant or an executive, you know, an executive assistant or secretary. We own pre-week planning. And it's such a great way to lead a life by design rather than live a life by default. So those are the 3 habits. They seem simple, but only 1% of people do them. And when they do, I don't care if a person's walking into this with $100 million, you know, like some of our coaching clients, or whether they're just starting out as a startup entrepreneur. It has the same impact in their lives. And I've been doing these for 23 years, and my life would crumble and fall apart if I wasn't doing these. And so it's number one, develop a written personal vision. Number two, set roles and goals. And number three, consistently do pre-week planning going into each week.
Well, this is certainly powerful information, and like you said, it is life-changing, no doubt. Now, what are the 2 of your biggest lessons learned that came from the time management productivity research?
Yeah, so that's a good question, Eric. I think, you know, a couple of the lessons learned is, one, for most people, there's this common denominator amongst us of wanting to show up, you know, wanting to take care of ourselves personally, to improve our relationships with our, you know, our husband or our wives, our children, you know, to show up as a leader in our business and actually be a leader, not a manager. A manager manages things. A leader leads people. And so for most people, we found that there is a desire to really show up and improve in those particular areas. What we found is the reason why it doesn't happen is, for most people, it's just a matter of they haven't made time for it. You know, it's the saying that we all hear and have all probably said at some point in our lives, where I really want to just do that, but I'm just too busy. And so we don't get around to it, and we oftentimes let our priorities slip through the cracks. The other thing that I saw is that sometimes there's a real fear around goals. You know, there's an accountability when we write things down. And for a lot of people, it's just saying, well, how do you actually do this and write this in a way and create it in a way that sets you up for success? So that it's not another New Year's resolution, because, you know, 85% of New Year's resolutions are broken 2 weeks into the year. And so how do you set something up that is really clear and articulates well what success looks like for you in each role this year? So the lessons learned are pretty simple. It's learning the process and then applying the process. And for most people, that's all it is. It's learning a process and applying the process and making time to do it. People have the desire. It's just then putting in the context of a process that people can use that will really help them. And so it's not a lack of desire. You know, people, the majority of employees want to get engaged. They want to show up at work and love what they do. They want to be involved. And when they have a process to do that, it's a total game changer. And that's what most people are lacking. It's just a process. So I'd say that has been my biggest lesson learned, is that people just need a process. The desire's there. They just need the how-to.
Yeah, no doubt about that. That is so true. Today, we're joined by Mr. Rob Schallenberger, the co-author of the new book, Do What Matters Most, Lead with a Vision, Manage with a Plan, Prioritize Your Time. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Schallenberger, which of the 3 habits would you say is your favorite and would have the biggest impact in someone's life? I'd love to hear that one.
You know, I like that. Each habit resonates differently with different people. For me, hands down, and I'd say probably the most popular across the board, is pre-week planning. Because that's the new one, and that strikes right at the heart of what most people are dealing with, is how do you handle all of these things coming at us, all of this stress that people are universally feeling, how do you handle that? And a person that does pre-week planning, and you know, we walk through the steps in great detail in the book, But it's really about taking that 20 to 45 minutes, typically on the weekend, so between Friday afternoon and Sunday evening, and sitting down and looking at your different roles and asking what matters most in each role this week. And then assigning a time to it. And the difference there is a person is no longer thinking about what they have to do, which is typically a to-do list. That's reactive planning. Rather, they're thinking about what can they do in each role. And that's why it's such a proactive way to lead a life rather than, you know, that reactive approach. And the promise is when we say increasing productivity by 30 to 50%, someone that is consistent to three-week planning over the course of a year will accomplish 800 to 1,000 additional things that they wouldn't have done otherwise with less stress. And maybe, Eric, could I take 30 seconds just to share one example of that?
You bet. Please do. Go for it.
Because, you know, if you're like me, I like to hear stories. We can talk about process, but I like to relate it to a story. And, you know, this is a little bit dramatic, but it's typical of what happens when someone does pre-week planning. So we were with the executives of Pepsi, and one of these executives who had graying hair was probably around 60 years old, was doing pre-week planning for his first time. You know, he'd had a secretary, he had to-do lists. This was his first time putting all three of these habits together and doing pre-week planning. And under the role of father, he wrote, "Call my son." And we asked him, "Well, why call your son?" And he said, this was his response. 7 years ago, he and his son had gotten into an argument and they haven't talked since. We thought, okay, so whoa, this is a big deal. When are you going to do it? And he put it in for Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Seemingly simple, right? Well, 6 months later, we were back with that same group and we saw this executive and we were so excited to see him. And he beelined over and shook our hands and we asked him, "Did you call your son?" And his response was, "You know, I remember I was scared to death to make that call. I didn't know if my son was going to talk to me. It had been 7 years." He said, "But there it was. I had made it a priority, and I picked up the phone and made the call." And he went on to tell us that only after talking for a few minutes, you know, they kind of breached the subject and realized that they couldn't even remember what they had argued about 7 years ago. And then he went on to say, "You know what? We now talk every week, and we are best friends." And one of the things that was amazing to me about this whole process is he found out on that call that he had two grandchildren who he didn't even know existed. And for him, he said, "You know, I woke up every morning thinking I need to make that call." But then, like we've all done with, you know, whether it's our health or whether it's reading or whether it's a relationship with a spouse or son or daughter, the next thought was, "Well, I'll just do it next week." And then next week turned into next month. And then it turned into years. And then it became 7 years. And so you could say, well, how sad that it took 7 years to make that call. But on the other hand, you could say how awesome that he made that call when he did so that he could start, you know, showing up in the life of his son again and his grandchildren. And in his own words, he said, "I probably never would have made that call had it not been for pre-week planning." And that's the power, is when we do pre-week planning, we start to look at our own personal lives as entrepreneurs and leaders, and we need to take care of ourselves. I can't tell you how many entrepreneurs I've met who said, "You know, I had a great year. It was wonderful, but I lost my family in the process." Or I had a mental, you know, breakdown at this point last year. And it doesn't need to be that way. We can be successful entrepreneurs and business leaders. We can still prioritize time for ourselves, for our families, for our friends, and for those things that matter most in our life. It's just a matter of having that process. And that's why, Eric, I would say for me, hands down, pre-week planning is the most important of those three habits. And especially as we outline in chapter 7 and 8 of the book, doing it in those four steps is a life-changing process.
Well, I tell you what, right there, that's life-changing, and that is a perfect example, and I'm sure you have other types of examples, powerful examples like that one, that back up and support pre-week planning, one of those three habits that are life-changing. Really do appreciate your visit with us here today, and I'm sure listeners want to know where they could best find the book, Do What Matters Most, and also how they could be in touch and get further information online. Where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, probably three places, Eric. So number one, you know, the book is available any bookstore, Amazon, everywhere. And it's titled Do What Matters Most. And I encourage you to get it for yourself, for your family, and for your teams, and see what impact it has after applying the habits. So that's number one. You can get it anywhere on those different sites. You can also go to dowhatmattersmostbook.com and get some bonuses there that we throw in for people that go that route. One other place that you can go is bybgoals.com. And you're really going to get that when you read the book. But that's a place where we offer you different templates. And we're just releasing a Google Chrome extension for pre-week planning. And here in a couple of months, we'll also have an Outlook extension that people can use within Outlook, you know, corporations. So those are some powerful tools. There's a free assessment that we've created at bybassessment.com. Anybody can take this. There's no charge to it. Takes you probably 5 to 7 minutes to take it, and it will give you a great objective snapshot of where you are today in all of your different roles in life. And so you get this objective score, and then we invite you to read the book, apply the 3 habits, and then retake that assessment and see the measurable increase in really every aspect of your life. So that's what I would recommend starting with. Go to bybassessment.com, take the assessment, get the book, do what matters most, read it, apply the habits, and then retake the assessment and see what impact it's had in your life. And people will look at you differently. They just simply do. It 100% of the time, it will have that impact.
I love the call to action and put into practice what you have heard here today. Mr. Schallenberger, all the best. I really appreciate your time spent with us here today.
Thank you so much, Eric, and thank you to all your listeners. Sure appreciate you.
And I appreciate you too. Take care. We've been speaking with Mr. Rob Schallenberger, the co-founder and CEO of Becoming Your Best Global Leadership and the co-author of the new book, Do What Matters Most, Lead with a Vision, Manage with a Plan, Prioritize Your Time. And for further details, either visit DoWhatMattersMostBook.com or BecomingYourBest.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.